Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to hour two of Wake Up Memphis. It is 7:05, topping the show this morning. August 24th, Double Trouble, Marco and Laura. Todd Demers, WREG meteorologist, checking in with us live in just a matter of minutes. An election bombshell. What will President Trump do without her? Kellyanne Conway quitting, putting being a parent over politics. Diamond and Silk are here to react. Your calls at 901-260-5926. But first, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hi, my name is Addison, and I'm a graduating senior at Briarcrest. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
We'll save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection.
President Trump there on the eve of the RNC talking about this big breakthrough to help people who are suffering from the coronavirus. That was Sunday afternoon. And then the bombshell late last night that his top advisor, Kellyanne Conway, quitting to be with her family, specifically her 15-year-old daughter who has gone off the deep end. We will get into all of that coming up live with Diamond and Silk, Trump superfans. Can President Trump still win the election without Kellyanne? Remember Karl Rove and George Bush? Same relationship. 901-260-5926. Would you put your child ahead of your job and quit? 901-260-5926. The daughter in very, very deep trouble. 7:08 here on Wake Up Memphis. Joining us right now, live on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, Todd Demers, meteorologist. What is going on, Todd? We've got Double Trouble, Marco and Laura.
We certainly do. A lot of folks wanted to change Laura to Polo. Did you know that? They wanted to go Marco Polo.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That's not going to happen. Hey, the latest numbers just came in from the National Hurricane Center. We'll take them one at a time. Marco, down in the Gulf, is certainly causing a lot of problems across the northern Gulf Coast. You know, a ton of people from the Mid-South go down there to vacation. They try to spend their week over there on the beach. Today, the next couple of days are going to be rough. Marco is decreasing in intensity right now. Winds are down to 50 miles an hour, so it's a tropical storm. It'll soon be a tropical depression. It's heading west towards the borderline between Texas and Louisiana, where it'll be a pretty big rainmaker over the next couple of days. Now, that's Marco. I don't think Marco's going to have a huge impact on the Mid-South weather. It's a totally different story when it comes to Laura. Laura's numbers just came in. Winds are at 65 miles an hour. I believe Laura will become a hurricane by later tonight, if not early tomorrow morning. And because it's moving into the warmer waters of the Gulf of Mexico, it could actually become a Category 2 hurricane when it makes landfall late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning with winds up to 105 miles an hour. Here's the problem. That storm is going to continue to lift towards the north. Much of the Mid-South could be impacted with high winds and heavy rain. That's going to be mainly on Thursday, then especially Thursday night into early Friday. And you know, one of the big concerns we have when you have a lot of rain, you have weakened root structures, then you throw some high winds on top of that, and you got treeless limbs coming down, power outages and things like that. We need to take this pretty seriously. I mean, things could change between now and then, but we need to be thinking about a full tank of gas, everything being all charged up. What would you do if you lost power and things like that? So if we're going to be seeing some impact from Laura, it's going to be a little bit later this week, but it could be a doozy. This is a pretty powerful storm that's going to be growing in the Gulf.
And of course, the flooding is always an issue here. How rare is it to have that 1-2 punch back to back? As I think back 15 years ago, by the way, August 29th, 15 years since Hurricane Katrina. And then we had a couple of weeks, and then you had Rita, but you didn't have Rita right overlapping like we're having the overlap with Laura on Marco. How rare is that?
It's very rare. We were looking, actually, to see if there's going to be two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time. That did not happen. But the answer to your question is very rare, and this may very well set the record because it's going to happen within about 24 to 36 hours for the two landfalls, one back-to-back. And you're absolutely right when it comes to the flooding. You know, Marco's going to come through, drop an awful lot of rain. There's not going to be a whole lot of time for that rainwater to recede before they get hit even harder with Laura. And there's going to be not only some heavy rain, but there's also going to be some high winds as well. So Marco, while being problematic, is going to be trumped right now by Laura as it moves through, because it's going to be a much more powerful storm with those winds. But no, it's very rare. I think the last time we had like two storms in the Gulf at the same time was back about 50 years ago. But the two hurricanes at the same time, that hasn't happened.
Todd Demers, I know you've got to get back to your TV live shots. Thank you. Polo, Marco, Polo. Oh, by
Polo,
the way, Laura's my middle name.
Laura. See you, Laura.
Yeah. Laura, Marco, Polo. Todd Demers, we will be checking in with you every day this week. Thank you so much. Todd Demers there, everybody. WREG. Have a great day, my friend.
You do the same.
As we pivot here at 7:12, and of course, these storms are not funny. We're just, you know, kind of making light of the names, but, you know, serious damage and flooding, always a problem. Kenny Bozak running our board this morning, along with Grace Baker, who's answering the phones, getting all of our guests on the air and doing a great job over at Mighty 990 on the website, writing terrific articles as she does every day. Good morning, guys. How was your weekend?
Things were great. Thank you, ma'am.
I was pretty good. Had my first bridal shower, so that was fun.
Nice. And you're cleaning out your closets.
Yes, I've got to get rid of stuff, especially when I'm like buying more stuff. I'm like, okay, my new rule is if I buy something new, I have to get rid of something. It's just
what
way
kind
too
of shower,
much.
What kind of shower did you have? What was the theme?
Okay, so I know some of you, do y'all know Twilight movies? The vampire movies?
Yes.
Okay, so the main guy that played the vampires, actually he's playing Batman in the upcoming reboot, Robert Pattinson. The whole shower was Robert Pattinson themed, so we had, you know, they had posters up and everything for me. They did a good job.
What did I hear about? What happened to, what about the lingerie or something? What were you talking about?
Yeah, that was the other part of it. It was a lingerie shower. So they were giving me
which
gifts.
Fits in perfectly with our hour two trivia. Hit it, Kenny. Hit the music.
Love.
Oh my God.
Exciting and new.
Come you aren't kidding.
This is for you, Grace.
We're thanks.
Expecting really appreciate
you.
The love boat.
Love.
The love boat. Okay. Our second hour trivia question this morning. Name just one character from The Love Boat. Now, if it were normal times, Miss Grace, you could do what Bama Greg and I did, and we sailed away for our honeymoon. We were on The Love Boat.
Really? Did you go on a sunset cruise?
Yeah. No, we went on a real cruise.
Man, where'd you go to?
From Fort Lauderdale. We were supposed to go to Cuba, but, you know, the Trump administration and all that back and forth. We went to Key West.
Okay.
And then the Love Boat went to Nassau, Bahamas.
Nice.
And then where did we go? Oh, back to Fort Lauderdale. It was great. We were on the Love Boat. So you see, lingerie, shower, Love Boat, getting married. There's a theme going on. That's why I picked this for you this morning, because I knew you had the lingerie shower over the weekend.
Yes.
It's love. Listen to that. I guess that show is before your time, right?
Kenny doesn't know what to say. He's like, leave me out of this one.
They had specials back in 1986, 1987, and 1990. So, you know, everybody knows. Come on, 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Name just one character from The Love Boat. Especially my favorite character, Kenny, was the bartender. Don't say his name.
Oh, yeah. He was
remember
great.
Him?
Yes, absolutely. I remember the... It's funny, I can remember the actor's name, but not the character's name. Wasn't it Ted Lang? It's Ted Lang. Isaac. Isaac. Oh, no, look what I did. Oh, no, look what I did.
7:15 here on Wake Up Memphis. We'll be right back.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Hello, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes, and I want to tell you a little secret about talk radio. Most stations are owned by corporate conglomerates. Fat cats sitting in plush New York City offices raking in the piles of cash from local advertisers, but they don't care about you, outsourcing news, traffic, and weather to far-flung places like Chicago. No heart. But that's not how we do things at KWAM. Our news anchor, born in Memphis. Our weather guy lives in South Haven. Locally owned, locally run radio matters, folks. And at KWAM, we put the heart back into radio.
Hey, this is Sherry Hopper, host of The Real Resistance on the Mighty 990. You've heard Chet and I rave about Dr. Perry Rothrock for years, and now he's not only a family doctor, he's the owner and medical director of MedSpa Cordova, where they're using Scarlet RF to improve your skin. MedSpa Cordova Scarlet RF uses short pulse radio frequency technology to plump, firm, and tighten your skin. Check them out on Facebook for special deals and promotions. Just search MedSpa Cordova or give them a call today at 901-757-9986.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Don't miss Maine and Mulberry Live, Sundays at 3, right here on the Mighty 990. Maine and Mulberry Live explores the crossroads of modernization and small-town tradition, exemplified in Collierville, Tennessee. Host Keith Essery sits down with local entrepreneurs, city officials, and thought leaders right here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Tune in and learn how a town comes of age through economic growth. Listen in on FM 107.9 and AM 990, or online at Mighty990.com.
Hello, Memphis. Todd Starnes here, and I want to tell you about my friend Mike Lindell. He is a great American and a sleep genius. I've been sleeping with MyPillow for a month now, and it's revolutionized my bedtime. I hit that pillow, I don't wake up till morning. And MyPillow has an incredible offer for listeners of the Mighty 990. Buy one, get one free pricing on pillows, roll and go anywhere pillows. All you have to do is go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire order ships free. That's right, free. And you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. So don't miss this incredible opportunity just for listeners of the Mighty 990. Buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and many other quality products. American-made pillows that even President Trump uses. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South. Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home, and most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Oh, yeah.
We're expecting you.
Expecting you. The Love Boat, everybody. Welcome back. Monday morning here on Wake Up Memphis, 7:20 in the morning. And the reason we are playing the theme from The Love Boat is our Hour 2 trivia question. Name one character from that show other than Isaac, because Kenny Bozak just gave it away. Oopsie. So, there were many other characters on The Love Boat. One of the ladies always walked around with a clipboard. What was her name? Who was the bartender? All you have to do is name one character other than Isaac from The Love Boat. 901-260-5926. And we're going to have an extra special prize for you this Monday morning. 901-260-5926. Name one character from The Love Boat.
Robin.
Now, yes.
Did you say that this lady walked around with a clipboard?
She did.
So is she their version of a Karen or mask police?
No.
Okay, because I'm picturing this like woman walking around with her pixie haircut, just, you know, walking around tattletaling on people.
She's the lady, Miss Gray. See, now, in normal times, this was a tie-in with Kenny, with her her lingerie shower this weekend, Kenny. I know you don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole here at 7:21 in the morning. However, I knew that this was going on, so I always like a good tie-in. And in normal times, one could get married and get on the boat, get on the Love Boat, and go on your honeymoon cruise like Bama Greg and I did. By the way, I took my parents with us, and we had another couple's friend that came with us, so we had a total of six, and we had so much fun. And there you go. 7:22. Let's hit line two. We've got Chrissy from Bartlett. Chrissy, good morning and welcome to Wake Up Memphis. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Name one character from The Love Boat.
Julie, director.
Say again, dear?
Julie,
there she was with her clipboard and her little short little haircut, telling you where the promenade deck was and where you can go play bingo and where you can go to the buffet. Don't you miss the buffet, Chrissy?
Not really into cruising that much, but I'm sure it was fun. I've been on a couple.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna be honest about it. I'm gonna miss the buffet, because in the age of coronavirus, Chrissy, the buffets are done. You know, you can't have people breathing on the tomatoes and the lettuce, right?
Definitely.
All right. Well, listen, Chrissy, thank you so much from Bartlett. Please hold the line. Miss Grace Baker will get your information. 7:23 here on Wake Up Memphis. As we continue the show, by the way, Kenny, we had Captain Steubing.
Mm-hmm.
We had Julie and her clipboard. Isaac, yeah. Gopher, and Doc. So all the people that got sick, they would go to see Doc. And you know, sometimes he would start relationships.
Yes, he would.
Some of the ladies. I don't know what I guess in this day and age, in 2020, you
Robin
couldn't go there. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
No,
yes,
Robin.
Go ahead, Grace.
Are you saying? Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I've got to ask. Are you saying buffet? Is this a New Jersey thing?
Yeah, No, it's the buffet. But I'm saying the buffet. I'm just like, you know, I'm making it fancier.
Oh, kind of like the COVID.
Like the COVID, like the social distancing. Oh, I'm from France. I'm going to go to the buffet. No, it's the buffet.
Okay, I had to make sure. I was about to give you a real hard time if that's really how you thought it was pronounced.
No, we've got plenty of buffets in Jersey. And speaking of Jersey, There is, and speaking of coronavirus, there's a couple. I was talking to Todd Starnes yesterday. They're in Ocean County, New Jersey, where there are a lot of pro-Trump people living. This couple has a diner, and they don't have a buffet there, but they, you know, you get diner food like eggs, like IHOP, you know, toast, that kind of thing. And they're like, you know, come on in. We have the right to work. Every day they're getting $1,000 ticket from Governor Murphy and his people, and they had to start a GoFundMe page, if you can believe it.
That just makes my head spin. $1,000 a day?
You can't have breakfast or the buffet in New Jersey.
Oh,
everything
gosh.
Is takeout. Yeah, it's really, if you think it's bad here, it's way worse up north. And
oh,
speaking of, what did you guys think of this mask police dude? This Jared Price, the gay activist, LGBTQ Victory Fund. He thinks he's Elton John. And he's tying up the resources of the Memphis Police Department, calling 911 on the great folks over there at Neil's Grill and Bar.
I think he hates the buffet.
That's what it is.
He hates the Trump buffet.
He got exactly what he wanted. He wanted attention, and looky here, he's getting attention.
He hates the buffets at the restaurants.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about him. And, you know, from my interview there earlier in the 6 a.m. hour, and please feel free to check out the podcast at Mighty990.com, because at 6:35, I spoke with Sherry Hopper exclusively, who had all the scoop on this. You know, this guy is friends with none other, Miss Grace, than Tammy Sawyer.
Told you. He wants to be successor.
That's the company. You know what grandma used to say, you judge a person, look at, if you want to know who someone is, look at who they keep company with, who their friends are, right, Kenny? That's an old expression.
Absolutely.
But it rings true,
which means you don't want to hang out with Tammy Sawyer and be associated with her, or at least I don't want to be.
Well, this guy on his Facebook page, this Jared Price character, he was appointed by Mayor Strickland to head up the Beauty Commission here in Memphis, if you can believe that. And he thinks he's Elton John. He's like an Elton John impersonator. And he has a picture, in fact, with Elton John. I have a picture of myself with Elton John. I ran into him once in Miami at the News Cafe restaurant, which is the last place that Versace ate, remember, before he was shot.
Oh, yeah.
What
and,
in the world is a beauty commission?
That's a great question.
What? I want to know what a beauty commission is. Do they judge people?
Yeah. They're supposed to make Memphis beautiful. Look around. Doesn't it look beautiful? Isn't he doing a banner job, Jared Price?
Yeah, no.
Scale of 1 to 10. How is he doing it with his beautifying the city of Memphis, in your opinion?
3, 4?
No, I'm not going to go that high.
I don't know. No. I mean, if he's in charge, the one in charge of, you know, the paintings in Overton Square, I'll give him that. But we need some, downtown needs some love.
He's appointed by the mayor.
Well, that
must be qualified.
That explains it.
I was going to say, that's not necessarily a badge of honor.
I think we need to get the cruise industry back up and running so we could just all go to the buffet.
I miss cruising.
I feel like buffets are going to be a thing of the past, don't you think?
Yeah, what about restaurants where, you know, you get a meat and three? You know, like where you go and you have your little tray, and then, you know, you get like the fried chicken, and then you can get some okra and whatever else, and then, you know, you get the jello at the end or pie. And you, I guess that's all shut down too. So you can't have a buffet. You can't go to any kind of a restaurant like, you know, like that. I mean, what have we come to in society on a Monday? My head hurts.
Some of the meat and three places are open, but I can't imagine that we're going to see buffets either anytime soon, and maybe never.
Right? Because you don't want someone touching the handles, and then you're dipping into all the different stuff. I think buffets are a thing of the past, Miss Grace Baker.
I do too. I really do.
Yeah, it's over, right, for the buffet. Coming up, two of my favorite people on the planet. We've got the sisters, the biggest Trump fans ever, joining the show, and they are going to weigh in. Diamond and Silk, everybody, coming up We're also going to check in with Chris Barnes. Everyone reacting this morning to the bombshell that Kellyanne Conway, President Trump's top advisor, is out, choosing to be a parent over politics. Her daughter, 15, in very, very deep trouble. 7:30 here on Wake Up Memphis. Todd Starnes now, news and commentary coming at you next.
Wake up call.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting degree to 49595. That's degree to 49595.
Kindergartners who fail to wear a mask to school could go to jail. That's the law of the land in Utah. The governor cracking down on children who show up to class without wearing a face mask. The governor's office says any student or staff member who does not wear a mask can be charged with a misdemeanor, grades K through 12. It's up to individual school districts to enforce the law. The Salt Lake Tribune says if school leaders pursue criminal charges, youngsters could be facing a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine and 6 months behind bars. Can you imagine a police officer tossing a five-year-old in county lockup for not wearing a face mask? The governor of Utah should cover his face in shame. Be sure to listen to my national radio show, noon to 3 Eastern, the live stream and the podcast available free of charge at toddstarnes.com.
These are some weird times. I hope you're tuning into the Armstrong and Getty Show every weekday.
How does this sound? All the news you need about the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the social distancing and the science and the politics, plus some good American sarcasm about all the dumb stuff that's happening.
Yeah, real life mixed with the economics and the virus itself on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, starting Monday, August 31st, right here on the Mighty 990.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South. Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home and, most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
Hey, this is Chet from The Real Resistance. You guys ever notice these days how the people telling you to hashtag resist everything seem to be the exact ones drinking the government-issued Kool-Aid? Well, join me and Sherry, where she does her best to help you navigate the local and national political trends, and I try my best to get you to relax, use a little common sense, and instead of thinking like a Democrat or Republican, start thinking like an American. So join us here on The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry every Saturday at noon on the Mighty 990, where we still party like it's 1776.
You've served your country. Now, THDA wants to honor your sacrifice. With our Great Choice Home Loan, qualified servicemen and women get a 0.5% interest rate reduction on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. We can also help you with your down payment and closing costs. And with Great Choice, we'll be there for you for the life of your loan. Talk to your lender or realtor or visit greatchoicetn.com. Brought to you by THDA in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Amir Kantor. Hope you'll join me for my new show, simply called The Amir Kantor Show. I'll be here Sunday evenings for 2 hours to tackle topics most refuse to cover, from the cultural to the spiritual, from the intellectual to the political. So what makes my show different? I'll defend our liberties, country, and values from a reasoned, unapologetic, conservative worldview, because as a former Muslim and now president of a Christian university, I have insights you won't hear every day, and I look forward to sharing them with you every week. That's The Amir Kantor Show, Sunday evenings, 6 to 8, on the Mighty 990.
From Bale Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990.
Good morning. It's starting to build out here on Bill Morris, making your way on to 240, coming from Collierville out of Germantown as well. Traffic over in Cordova starting to move around just a bit. Still looks good as far as interstate accidents causing problems. The Curious Creatures exhibit at Ripley's Aquarium has unique reptiles. Check out the albino Burmese python, the Curious Creatures exhibit at Ripley's Aquarium in Gatlinburg. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Sunny and hot for today with high temperatures in the lower 90s, light winds from the east, mid-70s overnight. The heat is on for your Tuesday and Wednesday with lower 90s, but scattered showers will be likely midweek. And then watching carefully the remnants of Tropical Storm Laura and how it will impact the Mid-South. Possible high winds and heavy rain for Thursday and Friday. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
This is the only possible, and it's only made possible because of Operation Warp Speed. That is everybody working together. We're years ahead of approvals we would be if we went by the speed levels of past administration. We'd be 2 years, 3 years behind where we are today. And that includes in vaccines that you'll be hearing about very soon, very shortly.
President Trump there on Sunday on the eve of the RNC, which gets underway tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be analyzing all of it tomorrow here for you on Wake Up Memphis, including a live shot from North Carolina. We will be checking in with a reporter who is there on the ground. 7:36 here at Wake Up Memphis. The big story, though, of the morning, although that's huge, Trump with the FDA approval of the plasma for people who are suffering from coronavirus. And I also buried in that story is that 35% of people 80 plus, the real danger group with corona, recovered with that plasma. So that's some great breaking treatment there. But the big water cooler story this morning is that Kellyanne Conway, the top advisor, is putting being a parent ahead of politics, and she quit. Can President Trump win without her? 901-260-5926. Joining me right now, 7:36 on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, Chris Barnes, Washington, D.C., USA Radio Network. Good morning. Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was a great weekend, Robin. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm good. What do you make of this? I mean, you look back at the Bush administration, and George W. Bush had Karl Rove, and President Trump has Kellyanne Conway. And boy, by all accounts, she was the person who got him elected. Can he do it without her?
Oh, I don't think her departure, in official terms, is going to make much of a difference. Is she a key player? Absolutely. But, she's going to be, if in fact she's leaving on good terms, if this is all what everybody says it is, and it's certainly you can relate to it. I mean, I should say that. I happen to be blessed with, I only had one kid and he never acted up, thank goodness. But, it sounds like she's got her hands full at home, in particular with one of her daughters. And you could see, that it's the kind of decision you really kind of need to make, I suppose. I mean, it is interesting that it comes so close to the election, but I don't think it's going to impact the election. And remember, as I started to say, if she's really leaving the way it's presented, she's going to be on speed dial. So it's not like she's nobody's ever really gone. She's just not going to be conducting any official activities, if that's the case.
This is why I love you, Chris Barnes. Speed dial. That's a great nugget there.
Yeah, isn't that what the kids say?
Speed, exactly. So yeah. Here's the deal. Keeping it hip. You got to be hip. You got to be hip to be cool. So anyway, the 15-year-old, the daughter, she wants emancipation from mommy and, the fact or process of being set free from legal, social, or political restrictions. She was horrified that mommy was going to be speaking at the RNC. But I have to give Kellyanne Conway, my fellow Jersey girl, we have almost the same birthday. We're the same age. I would do what she's doing. my child, 15-year-old girl, this is a cry for help. She sounds, if you really get deep in the weeds on her Twitter feed, you know, this kid, maybe she's going to commit suicide. Who knows what kind of threats? She sounds emotionally unstable. And so mommy putting being a parent ahead of politics, which is kind of refreshing to see. Chris Barnes, let me indulge you that Sherry on the Mighty 990 Facebook page saying, this is really sad. This little brat sounds like she hasn't been spanked enough in her life. And, you know, other people are checking in here that they can't believe that she's been brainwashed by the dad, Kellyanne's husband, who's a way left of center guy, against the mother. And interestingly enough, Chris Barnes, he's also stepping down from his job. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he pretty much has to. I mean, for one thing, it undermines her decision if he says, I'm still going to keep doing what I've been doing. I mean, they've got to have had to do this as parents. I mean, I think that's the bottom line, is this is, in fact, a parental decision. And even though they're on, I can't get over them. I'll tell you what, they're at such opposite ends of the political spectrum, and yet, as parents, they've got to unite. That they're still going to do that. So
Mary Madeline, you know, and James Carville, the most famous political couple ever.
Exactly, but this is off the charts. I mean, they were kind of cute together because they were a little bit different that way. But you know what? This is like takes it to a whole new level with Kellyanne and her husband. But anyway, yeah, obviously they've got to do this together, or else it doesn't end up being a quote unquote parental, you know, decision.
Absolutely. Chris Barnes, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll be checking back in with you as the RNC unfolds. 7:41. Chris, have a great day. Chris Barnes, everyone, USA Radio Network, 7:41 here on Wake Up Memphis. And we will be right back with Diamond and Silk next.
Hey, Memphis, it's Jesse Kelly, and you can hear my show, The Jesse Kelly Show, coming up next right here on the Mighty 990.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The paper towel shortage unlikely to end soon. Facebook may halt political ads after November 3rd. Syracuse University suspends 23 students in a China virus crackdown. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. From Walmart to Target to your neighborhood grocery store, retailers are still facing challenges keeping shelves stocked with paper towels. Production shortages have prompted online retailers like Amazon to boost prices. Producers have no plans to build new manufacturing capacity, so they can only ship what they normally make. Facebook may halt political advertising the day after the presidential election on November 3rd as a way to curb post-election misinformation. The social network does not want campaigns for Joe Biden or President Trump to use their platform to dispute 2020 election results. How about that? Syracuse University has suspended 23 students for violating campus social distancing rules and possibly endangering in-person learning on campus. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. on Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. My guest next week, Kurt Zernowski, Social Security benefits and COVID-19 is his subject. Effie Johnson will be here from the Neighborhood Christian Center. And Scott Jordan is going to talk about things to not do during this time in the investment world. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM 990, FM 107.9 and AM 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Tune in our show. It's been designed with you in mind. It's the Retirement Income Program with Dave McAdams, right here, Sundays at noon.
The August edition of The Best Times is now available on your newsstand. This month, we highlight the newly remodeled Theater Memphis, the history of food processing in Memphis, and how you can make a delicious but healthy summer salad. You don't want to miss this issue. It's available at over 350 locations throughout the Mid-South, including all CVS pharmacies, all libraries, health clubs, and more. Pick up your copy of The Best Times today. You'll be glad you did.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
This is the only possible, and it's only made possible because of Operation Warp Speed. That is everybody working together. We're years ahead of approvals than we would be if we went by the speed levels of past administration. We'd be 2 years, 3 years behind where we are today. And that includes in vaccines that you'll be hearing about very soon, very shortly.
President Trump there announcing new advancements to help with coronavirus and treat it. 7:46 here at Wake Up Memphis. And joining me right now, we've been waiting all morning for them, Diamond and Silk Trump super fans. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you. And thank you for having us.
You know, we haven't spoken since I filled in last for Todd Starnes on the Todd Starnes Show back in, I guess it was January or February. It's been a while. You guys have a new book out. Tell us about it.
Oh, we have a new book called Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. We tell our life story, our experience, being thrust into the political arena in 2015 and 16. We talk about censorship. We talk about the liberal ideology and how people should walk off of what we call the Democrat plantation. We even talk a little bit about the coronavirus, and I know you all have seen those salacious headline clickbaits in the news about Fox News. Well, we even talk about that, and we lay it all out in the book Uprising. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbook.com.
Nice. I like that all the little current nuggets are in there. Ladies, I had the chance, you won't remember me because there were thousands of people there. 2016, Mike Pence we were in Cleveland, and I was meeting with Mike Pence and my old talk show partner, and I quickly got into an elevator before it closed, and you ladies were in there, and we took a selfie together, and I was so excited to meet you because I think you, Diamond and Silk, you ladies speak truth.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, we always say we're not robotic heads. We're truth tellers. We're not politically correct. We're politically direct.
That's right.
And you could just say we're two black chicks who's down with politics.
You're amazing. Let me ask you guys to react to the big nugget of the day. We all love Miss Kellyanne Conway, my fellow Jersey girl. Mm-hmm. You know, she has done a great job with President Trump since 2015. She used to be a pollster in New Jersey. She really knows how to go up against the mainstream media like you ladies do.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, Diamond and Silk, I think she's putting being a parent over politics. What do you ladies think?
She may, and sometimes you have to do that when you have children that's growing up and, you know, and they start experiencing things and the hormones are raging and they start wanting to act out. She may have to be closer to home, you know. So, look, we really appreciate her service. You know, mm-hmm. She's truly served
the and she still can support the president,
right,
being a parent.
Absolutely.
I mean, we all do.
She served this country. Mm-hmm. She served under the administration, President Trump's administration. So,
yep.
You know, if she had to leave, she just had to leave.
She had to do what she had
to do. She had to do what she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. I understand. Because let me tell you something. Between me and you, there is no way in the heezy bejeezy that my husband could say anything bad about my president or the my boss.
Mm-mm.
Nope, you can't do that public. So she's good.
She's very good.
Because if George Conway was married to a black woman like me,
mm-hmm,
all chains and fences would have broke loose.
That's right.
Up and through this country.
Mm-hmm.
With him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he want to publicly shame my boss. I would have publicly shamed him with a public divorce. Now, that's me if I was married to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he have a lovely wife, Kellyanne Conway. I hope they work everything out.
That's right.
I hope it work out.
You crack me up. Now, we are here in the city of Memphis. You ladies are the best. You are the absolute best. So we have a lot of black conservatives here that listen to Wake Up Memphis.
Yeah.
And a lot of black female conservatives that listen to this radio station that are extremely aligned with Miss Diamond and Miss Silk.
Okay.
What do you say to them? What is your message to the black conservatives here in Memphis?
Keep going.
Yep.
Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anyone silence your voice.
That's right.
Keep going. Have the courage to speak out.
Yep.
And I understand that, you know, when you look at the Republican Party and even the Democratic Party, it's one bird with two wings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Republican Party and you see a lot of these Republicans, I call them the deep state snakes, they're going raw. They're siding with Biden. When you see that, I can understand how people can be upset and don't understand what's happening to the party.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember it's the grand old party for a reason.
Grand old party.
Some of these people want to stay in those old mindsets, old ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody like President Donald J. Trump that has come along, disturbed the status quo.
That's right.
Trying to clean up the corruption, and a lot of people don't like that.
That's right.
But still, if you're upset with the party, hey, I didn't tell you to vote for the party, vote for the person.
That's right.
And vote for President Donald J. Trump. But be courage. Be courage
be
enough.
Encouraged.
And talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised at people that don't have the same mindset as you, but just don't say nothing.
That's right. It's a lot of people that's sitting on the fence. They see what's going on in the country, but they need somebody to explain to them exactly what's happening, because a lot of people are starting to think outside of what we call the black box,
mm-hmm,
and they're starting to see it from a different perspective. So for the ones that's sitting on the fence, all you have to do is jump off the fence, open up the gate, and walk through it.
That's right.
All you do.
Mm.
That's all you have to do. So make sure that you continue to encourage people. Keep speaking your voice. And if anybody try to silence you, speak louder.
That's right.
Mm, you ladies talk about the deep state snakes and
siding
with Biden, but what about black Americans right here in the city of Memphis that are voting for Kamala Harris? What do you ladies think of her?
Well, who? And come to call me, because
yeah,
first
Kamala.
Of all, when you look at Kamala Harris, when I look at Jim Crow Joe and Kamala Harris, I see Bonnie and Clyde.
That's
one
right.
wrote the crime bill, the other one enforced it.
Mm-hmm.
What have they done for black America?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to ask yourself. What have these two done? What have she done for black America that was good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at President Trump's record. Mm-hmm. Yeah, black unemployment, all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
Home ownership, all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Opportunity zones. First Step Act, giving people a second chance. Do you know Kamala wouldn't even come to the table
mm-hmm.
when they was trying to do the First Step Act? Do you understand
wow.
that? So don't just go along to get along.
That's right.
Instead of looking at, you all better start looking into these people. And listen, what they're trying to do is a 52 fake out, the same thing they did when they had everybody black running out voting for Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one thing that he done or did for black America. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So I was telling Silk, I said, you know, Silk, I said, really? I said, President Trump, he really don't have to have a convention.
Mm-mm.
He don't have to convince nobody of anything like the Democrats had to do. Because he already have a track record.
That's right.
Almost 4 years, 3.5 to 4 years. This is what he's done to America. And he included black America.
People. That's right.
The only time you see a Democrat is when they need and want to vote.
Mm-hmm.
They come with hot sauce, broken promises, and full of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So black America, you have to wake up. Wake up from the stupor.
That's
and
right.
Understand who's on your side and understand the reason why you have the left-wing media continue to bash him, demean him, and disparage him is because they want you to turn against the man that has gotten unemployment at an all-time low, home ownership,
that's right.
Giving more money to HBCUs than any other president in history. Obama cut funding.
That's right.
Okay, understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand that, you will know, clear as day,
yep.
Who you going to vote for.
And who's on your side.
And who's on your side. You better vote for those that's on your side.
That's
and
right.
Not those that's trying to create anarchy, want to defund the police,
mm-hmm.
and want our country looking crazy. This is the greatest country on earth.
That's right. And don't get hooked up, hook-wink into this Black Lives Matter a propaganda organization. You know, it's time
right.
for black lives to wake up and stop being used as pawns
mm-hmm.
and as tools to push a white liberal agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's going on now.
Absolutely.
Ladies, Diamond and Silk, I just want to, for our listeners just joining us here at 7:55 in our remaining minute or two here, we're speaking live with Trump superfans, Diamond and Silk, who have a brand new book out. I must ask you, I used to work at Fox News, as
mm-hmm.
at Fox News Radio,
mm-hmm.
and behind the scenes there,
yeah.
what the public doesn't understand, that besides the red, white, and blue graphics and the claim to be a center-right network, it is an extremely left-of-center network. The majority of people there are typical MSM mainstream media folks who are retreads from CBS, NBC, ABC. I know these people personally because I grew up in New York City. And I'm telling you that it is not all what people think over at the Fox News now that Roger Ailes is deceased.
Let me just tell you this. You know everything about Fox. We pretty much write it in the book what went down
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want people to, you know, I see these clickbaits coming out. It's salacious. I'm like, ooh, that's not true. We didn't say that like that. They just want to put us against each other. There's people over there at Fox that we respect highly. And we won't allow anyone to put us against each other. But I want people to read the book. Read the last chapter of the book and make
mm-hmm.
your assessment
mm-hmm.
on what you think. You know, things have changed. I will admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Things have totally changed.
Totally changed.
I want y'all to understand, Diamond and Sue
mm-hmm.
ain't never changed. They knew who
right.
we was when they picked us up.
That's right.
Yes. They've changed.
That's
so
for
understand
sure.
Understand that, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, they knew who you were when they hired you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't hire us.
They didn't hire us, so they couldn't fire us.
That's right.
Read the book.
Oh.
Get the book. Listen, I want y'all to get the book. See, people think they know us. That's why we wrote the book. They don't know us. You don't know our story.
That's right.
So that's why we wrote the book. I want everybody to get the book. It's fake news.
I can't wait to read it. Diamond and Silk, I can't wait to read it. I want to tell you ladies one thing. First of all, here in the city of Memphis, we're never defunding the police as long as I'm around, as long as Todd Starnes is the owner of this great radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was planning to do this show, the number one thing we do here every day is say the Pledge of Allegiance at the top of the hour. Ladies, hit it. I want to hear you both say, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Go for it.
Of the United States of America.
No, start from the top. I pledge. Go for it, ladies, so we can use it every day. I pledge
allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
We will never take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance here at KWAM Radio.
Yes. We can talk for
that'll be the day.
Girl about that alone.
Oh, we could do 4 hours, the three of us, on that alone. Quickly, your thoughts on the Dems taking it out of the DNC, the God.
Oh, sad.
God. Thick.
So sad. Thick. On our money is in God we trust. All we were founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's
and
right.
For you to take God, that lets you know where our country, where they're trying to take it to. You know, any pastor, preacher, religious, if you want religious freedom, you better vote for President Trump.
That's right.
That's who you better vote for, because these people want to create something that we've never seen before. When they're okay with people burning the Bibles, mm-hmm. That's a wake-up call.
That's right.
That's a wake-up call.
Diamond and Silk, we love you. Amen. God bless you both, and I am certainly having you back on.
Yes, diamondandsilkbook.com. Diamondandsilkbook.com.
Love y'all.
Uprising. Everybody go out and get it today on Amazon. We are at 8 o'clock. Diamond and Silk, everyone, if you just missed it, you've got to check out the podcast. Those ladies are the super fans of President Trump. 70 days to go. The RNC, night one tonight, North Carolina. We'll be back tomorrow.